Labor Party has started wrangling over what its climate change policy should look like. Federal Liberal MP, senior federal ALP figure Joel Fitzgibbon has stepped in to suggest that the opposition mimic the government's carbon emission targets to help it win the next election. But in the debate about climate and energy, the government's solution is also attracting some criticism. It wants to keep ageing coal power plants open, but that's being described as ill-advised by one of its own bureaucrats. Here's political reporter Tom Iggledon.
It's the policy that touched off protests this week across Australian cities that crinkles brows when power bills are opened and that helped cost at least two prime ministers their jobs. Now Shadow Resources Minister Joel Fitzgibbon says it's time the climate change and energy debate was settled.
How many decades are we going to have this public debate? The best path forward is some bipartisanship.
He's suggesting Labor adopt the government's carbon emissions reduction target agreed to in Paris in 2016. That target calls for a 28% reduction in emissions by 2030, as against Labor's policy at the election of 45%.
How many elections and leaders do we need to lose before we realise that this is a hard sell in the community? But if we can work towards getting to 28% without forsaking jobs, we'll have a good foundation for arguing we can be more ambitious.
Great. Good on you, Joel. Welcome aboard. I mean, fantastic.
That's Energy Minister Angus Taylor, who's agreeing the climate and energy question helped decide the election.
We are clear, we are unified, we went to an election on this and we won. The other side is in complete chaos and dysfunction about their climate and energy policies.
But it's not all smooth sailing on the government side either. It's been criticised by a senior bureaucrat for its renewed efforts to keep the Liddell coal-fired power station in the Hunter Valley open past its 2022 closure date by forcing its owners, AGL, to sell to another operator. Chair of the Energy Security Board, Kerry Schott, writes in the Financial Review today that heavy-handed interventions in the energy market will work to discourage much-needed investment in the sector.
The ongoing and costly efforts to keep aged coal plants running for extended periods is also ill-advised. It discourages firms from giving adequate notice of closure, and it discourages new investment in firm and flexible plants.
But Angus Taylor says the big energy players like AGL are manipulating the market by choosing to close down Liddell.
The greatest threat to investment in industry after industry through my career has been abuse of market power. And, of course, that's what we're seeking to deal with here.
And he says the only way the government would contemplate the closing of such a large source of reliable power is if like-for-like generation could be built to replace it.
Like-for-like means it's got to be similar level of affordability as well. I mean, we've been very conscious of not focusing on individual technologies, but focusing on outcomes.
With such a vexed debate, it's no wonder more radical solutions are being contemplated. Today, the Australian Workers' Union came out in favour of looking into nuclear power to replace coal. Misha Zelinsky is its Assistant National Secretary.
Nuclear technology makes up the energy mix of every advanced economy in the world. And we're saying Australia should at least contemplate that. We're not zealots about this, but we're saying let's have a sensible conversation.
Angus Taylor says there's lots of scientific work being done on a range of energy sources.
These are emerging technologies, with respect to nuclear, particularly the small modular reactors, which is where the activity has been more recently. There is a lot we don't know about them. There's a lot we'll learn over the next few years. And we've got to see this as a portfolio of technologies where it makes sense to be investing, understanding, deploying at the right time.
Energy Minister Angus Taylor, our reporter in Canberra, Tom Iggledon.